Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. It's me again, William Mamo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Not much, man. You know, just another Sunday, you know, evening, talking about sports here and entertainment. You know, we're going to talk about Rex Ryan's return to the Meadowlands, leading you know, the Bills against the Jets on Thursday night. And, of course, you know, Rex had the victory. We'll get into that. We're also going to talk about the upset heard around the world, Ronda Rousey losing last night in an epic battle. We'll talk about that also. We'll talk about the Knicks, how they're doing so far this year. You know, we'll also talk about the Giants as they battle their old foes, the Patriots, right now as we speak. And, you know, we'll talk a little hot stove, what's going on right now, you know, with, you know, Daniel Murphy. And, of course, you know, as usual, we're going to end the show with a little WWE, talk about the upcoming Survivor Series and my disappointment with the upcoming Survivor Series. But before I get into all these stuff and more, of course, you guys know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about these topics and more, and feel free to share your thoughts. And with that, before we get into, you know, our typical sports and entertainment stuff, unfortunately, you know, we got to talk about, you know, what happened on Friday night. And, of course, you know, I'm talking about the terrorist attacks that happened in Paris, France. And, I definitely want to give my condolences to all the people, you know, who were, directly affected by these heinous attacks, you know, which cost over 100 people's lives. And, you know, my condolences. What would you like to say, Mac?
Yeah, my thoughts and prayers go out to the people of France, people of Paris. It's an unfortunate event and a tragedy, similar to what we had to go through here, you know, on September 11, 2001, one of the worst terrorist attacks, you know, in France and world history. It's sad and it's tragic, and, you know, ISIS is claiming responsibility. And, yeah, I mean, we need to stop ISIS, man, because right now they're causing a lot of havoc around the world with these terrorist attacks, you know. So it's a horrible thing, you know, when hundreds of people innocent people have to die like that, you know. Very sad.
It is.
But, again, my condolences and thoughts and prayers go out there to people of France.
I second that, you know. Like you said, it's, you know, very similar to, you know, what happened to 9/11. You know, it's something that impacted the world, you know. I mean, it's shocking, but unfortunately, you know, terrorist groups, you know, they've been doing all these attacks for many, many years, for at least 40 years now. I mean, it's been really ridiculous, but it's been definitely highlighted more after the attacks, you know, of 9/11, the second attack on the World Trade Center, of course, which, you know, destroyed the World Trade Center, and most importantly, the thousands of lives who were lost, you know, by those heinous attacks, you know, on September 11 of 2001. So again, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've this world has seen so many attacks, and until you know the government, the armed forces around the world unite to, you know, battle terrorism, you know, we're going to keep seeing this, you know.
Oh yeah, and it's tough to stop, you know. It's because, you know, ISIS, you don't know exactly where they are, where the headquarters are. You know, they're around the world. They have different people joining them all the time. Mm-hmm. It's tough to stop them.
Yeah, they're, you know, obviously in the Middle East, and then they have some extremist groups. They have, you know, people following them from, you know, obviously from the Middle East and Europe, America, you know, throughout the world, man. People are buying into their doctrine, and as a result, you know, people are being killed for no reason, just because they don't share their views on life, basically, you know, any aspect of life. And I think it's horrible. this goes without saying, man. Again, my thoughts and prayer goes to, you know, the victims, you know, of Paris and all the victims who have ever been, you know, affected by terrorist attacks.
Yeah, I agree. So I second that. It's a horrible. It's a horrible, sad day in France.
It is. And, you know, as you know, it affected a soccer event, France, I think, against Germany, if I'm not mistaken, a soccer game.
Yeah.
You know, and, obviously affected other games, you know. Obviously, the Patriots and Giants game, which is going on right now as we speak, you know, they increased the security because, you know, as we know, you know, the terrorists, you know, they're always trying to attack America, you know, especially the tri-state area, you know, obviously, you know, New York mostly, but, you know, basically the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, they're always a target.
Right.
And shifting gears, as we speak right now, the Giants are leading 17-10 in the third quarter as we speak. So Giants are trying to, you know, maintain their recent dominance of the Patriots that they've had, you know, since their most recent Super Bowl runs, you know, during the Eli Manning era. And your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Giants have brought their A game as usual against the Patriots. And Patriots right wide receiver Julian Edelman, he went down in this game with an injury. He's out for the game. So Brady's going to be a guy short on one of his top targets. And right now, yeah, Giants up 17-10. They're driving right now, looking to score another touchdown. So, you know, looks like the Giants continue to have a Patriots number.
Mm-hmm. And as we speak, you know, the Patriots were charged with passers interference. So, the Giants still maintain the ball and, you know, they have the first down. And they're going to try to
add
17-10 lead. Ooh, that ball almost got picked off. But shifting gears, and obviously you'll keep us posted if anything major happens with the Giants during the, you know, duration of this show, of course.
Yep.
And the other team, as you know, Patriots are invading the Meadowlands, and another team from the AFC East invaded, you know, the Meadowlands on Thursday night. And, of course, I'm talking about the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, of course, that marked the return of Rex Ryan in the Meadowlands, his first game since, you know, being fired from the Jets organization and becoming the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills. And as you know, basically, you know, the Jets, they made a bunch of horrible plays, and in the late fourth quarter, they had a chance to when the Buffalo Bills they muffed a kickoff, you know, to punt the ball back to the Jets, and they fumbled the ball, and Jets were still not able to score a touchdown or even a field goal, you know, to cut the lead, I think at that point, to 3, you know, to another field goal to try to tie the game. So the Jets try to, try to go, you know, for the touchdown, but unfortunately they obviously weren't able to get that. And basically they squandered any chances they had of, you know, trying to come back. And then the last play of the game, Fitzpatrick tried to rally the team with a long pass, but unfortunately got intercepted. And basically, Rex Ryan was able to and his Bills were able to walk away with the 22-17 victory on Thursday night. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, Jets, you know, they've in the second half of the season, you know, have they lost three in a row now? Is it?
No, I think they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars recently.
Oh, okay, yeah. Was that last week or the week before?
It might have been last week, but I'm going to, you know, double-check on that.
Okay.
I think it was last week they did that. And I think that snapped the two-game losing streak, I think, because I think they lost to the Patriots.
And then the Raiders.
Right, the Raiders also, right.
So, I mean, they're 1-3 then in the last four games, so they have to play better, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be off the season hot.
And because of that, you know, they lost their lead in the division, you know, second place, because you know, they're both 5-4, but now Bills have the edge because of the because of what happened on Thursday night.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Bills, you know, they're a good team. They play good defense. They have running game. They have a young core of players there. Tyrod Taylor, Sammy Watkins, Carlos Williams, you know. So it's gonna be a fight for that AFC East. Even though right now the Patriots are leading it, but you know, I guess those teams are playing for second place or for a wild card spot, you know.
Yeah, basically, and they beat the Jaguars prior to the Bills game by the final score of 20-23 last Sunday. So that's the, you know, basically, you know, the Jets are going to try to, you know, rebound, bounce back, and you know, try to win against the Texans. You know,
the Texans are horrible this year.
They're gonna need to capitalize on the inferior Texans team.
Yeah, Texans are a bad team, so just have to win that.
They definitely do. You know, they gotta invade, you know, the Lone Star State and come out with a victory. And because if they lose, you know, they're gonna be 500, and then they're gonna have to win out.
Yeah.
But,
well, they'll still be in a wild card hunt. I mean,
obviously, but yeah, the division. I mean, with the Patriots being undefeated, you know, so far, you know, obviously they're losing to your Giants, but so far they're undefeated.
Oh, just missed a touchdown.
So basically. Yeah, the division is basically out of reach for the Jets anyway.
Yeah.
So they need to maintain that wild card spot. And most importantly, they got to win the last game of the season against the Bills to try to even up their matchup this year.
Definitely.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. And, shifting gears, the upset heard around the world was last night was when Ronda Rousey, she got defeated by Holly Holm at, you know, the UFC 193 event last night, and it stunned the world. Not only did she lose, but she got knocked out by Holm, and as a result, she lost her bantamweight title, and she got knocked out with a vicious kick, and then Holm just kept pummeling her with fists to the face. They had to call the match. You know, it was shocking, man. And I know you saw the match, so what's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Oh yeah, it was you know, Ronda Rousey. She was. I've never seen her that wild in a fight. You know, she was trying to run after or pursue Holmes. Holmes is a trained boxer. Mm. So, you know, she's not going to let you get close to her to try to punch her. You know, she has boxing skills and boxing, a boxer's movements.
And most importantly, she has the reach. She got the height advantage.
Yeah, she's got the height. You know, the tallest opponent Rossi has faced, and Holmes kept Rossi at bay by jabbing her, punching her in the face, and in that second round when she kicked her in the face, you know, Rossi just fell down to the ground, and Holmes went for the kill and won the title from there. But yeah, Holmes dominated the fight, you know.
Yeah.
She showed her boxing skills, and Rossi tried to outbox Holmes, and that's not Rossi's game. Rossi is a trained in judo. You know, her game is more of a ground game where she gets you in a submission move or arm bar, you know, but couldn't do that to Holmes.
And there was one part like in the first round where she got her in an arm hold, but unfortunately for her, Holmes was able to maneuver out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Holmes was not letting her get her down to the ground at all.
Yeah.
Or she's not going to let Rossi put her in the submission room.
Yeah, Holmes literally dominated the thing. And there was, like you said, Rossi is usually, you know, composed. She's not erratic, you know, like with her punches and man, she the match, man, she was grabbing onto her, holding her. I mean, she looked like shades of Floyd Mayweather, man. It was like she's usually the aggressor. Usually the aggressor, but she was like totally on defense.
Oh yeah. I called it. I knew it would be an upset. And
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
You called it. You were absolutely right.
This was Rondi's toughest opponent yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's probably going to be a rematch now, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. There has to be. There has to be a rematch.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And now Holmes is the new champion now. I mean, this is right up there with, like, Buster Douglas, knocking out Mike Tyson in Japan.
Yeah.
I believe it was, 1990 when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
you know, congratulations to Holmes being the new champion. And, you know, congrats to Rousey, you know, even though she lost, but, you know, she had an impressive, you know, record. You know, she was undefeated, but, you know, yesterday was not her night. You know, so
definitely wasn't.
You gotta tip your cap to Holmes. You know, she did. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, she's a great boxer. Great MMA fighter herself. You know, but you know, nobody was picking her to win last night. I mean, other than you, you saw. You know, she had the height advantage, and you know, obviously, she got the boxing background, and you know, obviously, she wasn't no scrub, so. She had a chance, you know, but everybody, you know, thought her streak would continue, much like Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, you know, at WrestleMania 30, even though obviously WrestleMania, you know, wrestling, professional wrestling is, you know, scripted, you know, but that's what it was very similar to.
Yeah.
And
it was a great fight.
It definitely was. And, as we speak, back to the Giants, they're leading 30 to 20.
20 to 10.
I mean, 20 to 10, my fault. What did I say?
30 to 20.
I said 30 to 20? I'm sorry. I was I was looking to the future. So after this Giant game, after the Patriots game, the Giants will be battling the Redskins in Washington. So they're going to be back, you know, in their division. You know, that's going to be a big matchup. And then following after that, December 6th is when the Giants and Jets will battle each other again. You know, since they only battle each other once every 3 years or so. So that's something to look forward to on December the 6th. But in any case, Friday night was basically, you know, the arbitration from, you know, free agents. And as you know, Kobe Rasmus was like the first guy to accept the contract. Matt Wieters took the also accepted the 15.8 qualifying offer. And Brett Anderson from the Dodgers, he also accepted it as well. And as expected, Daniel Murphy of the Mets, he rejected the one-year $15.8 million contract qualifying offer. So he's going to be a free agent, and he's expected to sign the 3 or 4 year deal in the offseason. Will it be with the Mets? We shall soon see.
Yeah.
Move on to the Knicks. And as you know, the Knicks, you know, they recently, you know, they've played well, you know, they've played hard, but they've had some tough losses, highlighted by the Charlotte Bobcat loss they had a few days ago, where Porzingis made a shot that looked like the game winner, but unfortunately, the time he shot it, you know, as the time expired, so it didn't count, so they lost by, you know, by, you know, a last second shot. And that game, the Knicks, I think, blew a 12-point lead, and obviously that cost them. But luckily for the Knicks, you know, they battled the Pelicans, and, you know, they did what they had to do and beat up on the Pelicans. And Serafin, he had a great game. He had 12 points. You know, what's your and of course, you know, Carmelo Anthony had 29 points. And as a result, the Knicks defeated the Pelicans by a final score of 95-87. What's your thoughts on the whole game?
Yeah, this is a good game for the Knicks. You know, play real well. You know, unfortunately, they lost to the Bobcats. You know, that game, I thought Porzingis hit that three. But fortunately, you know, it was a good call by the refs. You know, he shot the ball. Well, the ball left his hand while the time was expiring. So it was a good call. And fortunately, we lost to LeBron and the Cavs. Mm-hmm. Was it Friday night, I think? Right?
Yes, it was Friday night. Yep, you're correct.
Friday night. So we lost that game. But the Knicks, you know, I like this team. You know, they're showing a lot of fight. You know, they're fun to watch. You know, I think this is could be a good season. I think they'll definitely make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think I heard that the first time they got to their fifth win was after they had their 35th loss. So the Knicks are doing way better than they've – obviously, as we expected, they're doing much better than they did last year. As, you know, we all thought they would be coming from that abysmal season where they only won 17 games.
And Carmelo Anthony's whooping ass, you know. He scored 29 points today. He's been scoring like 20 or more points every game, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then
stepping up.
Plus, he got the 13 rebounds.
13-year-old, yeah.
So yeah, he was doing his thing. And you know,
the Knicks got to play better on Friday night, because I mean they are the Friday night Knicks, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they want people to get there, but they got to play better, especially at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And luckily, you know, they got the win, you know, at the Garden, and Galloway had 15 points. Porzingis, you know, he only had 10 points. You know, for the most part of the year, Porzingis has been playing well, and you know, hopefully it continues. You know, he's a candidate for the Rookie of the Year. You know, for the NBA, so. You know, we'll see what happens. And as you know, for the Pelicans, Anthony Davis, he scored, he had 36 points to go along with 11 rebounds. And Ryan Anderson also scored 16. But, you know, that didn't amount to nothing because the Knicks pulled away with the victory. And as we talked about earlier in the show, Serafin, you know, he's, you know, obviously a Frenchman, he had the words Paris shaved on the back of his head, you know, to honor his French, you know, his countrymen from France who were affected by the attacks. So he had his, he clearly had his best game, period. I mean, he had like, what, 10 points, 7 rebounds. No, I think it was 12, if my memory served me right. Yeah, he had 12, and he was 6-for-8 from the field, and, you know, he only played 14 minutes, but he really ignited the team, and gotta give the guy credit. Hopefully he could pick it up. You know, the guy was a top pick in the past, and, you know, he's, you know, trying to resurrect his career. So your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's a good way to – a lot of players and a lot of teams, especially in the NFL, have been commemorating the victims of the Paris attacks. You know, it's a good way to show that, you know, we support other countries this time.
Oh, shoot. The Patriots look like, they had a long drive. But
that was almost a kickoff return.
Yeah, they almost – That was a long drive. Their first and goal. Patriots are in business here. They're at the goal. They're right near the goal line, and the Giants lead is in gonna be cut. You know, if Giants don't play good defense here, their lead's gonna be cut. If they don't get a timely turnover.
I thought he was going to score a touchdown.
I thought so, too. And, lastly, WWE, I'm a little disappointed, man, in WWE, because I was getting mad hype about the Survivor Series tournament. They're going to have their first Survivor Series, you know, deadly game like King of the Ring tournament, you know, to determine the title, but WWE, man, they dropped the ball yet again, man. They put the tournament like they've been doing for the last couple of years, with the exception of the King of the Ring this year when they put it exclusively at the WWE Network. They put the matches on regular TV, and then they just put like maybe the semifinals or the finals on the pay-per-view, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It was dumb, man. They dropped the ball.
It should be the whole tournament on the pay-per-view.
That would have been so awesome. It would have been so epic. You would have had the Undertaker 25th anniversary. You would have had you would have had the tournament. My goodness, man! You would have had tag team matches and stuff like that. I mean, the elimination match, you know, with Undertaker, you know, the Brothers of Destruction and the Wyatt family, and they dropped the ball, man.
They're dumb. You have no clue.
I mean, come on, seriously. Why would they ruin that? Oh, the ball was deflected, and now the referees, there's a flag on the play with the Giants and Patriots game, and it's really messed up. And another thing that angered me, that they ruined, WWE ruined, was you saw the ending of Raw, right?
Yeah, I did.
They didn't explain how Undertaker and Kane came out. How they came back, because Bray Wyatt was saying that he stole their souls. So what happened? Did they is Bray Wyatt lying, or did they somehow find a way to escape? Did he swallow their souls or something? I mean, what? How did they come out so easily?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
it's right up there when that episode of Raw when Kane took Seth Rollins to hell, dragged him in the bottom of the ring, which was an awesome ending, and then the fire came out, smoke came out, and then on SmackDown he pops up like nothing happened. I mean, come on, man. I don't know why WWE comes up with these dumb ideas. Can the guy miss a week? The guy miss a week and act like he's traumatized or something or hurt or something? How does somebody drag you to hell and you're okay?
I know, miraculously comes back.
Yeah, and then afterwards, and then Bray Wyatt, he apparently has their soul, and then they just come out like nothing happened. There was no explanation how they got out.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they? Was Bray Wyatt lying? I mean, at least when Undertaker was coming with the video, they should have showed like some fake supernatural thing of Bray Wyatt, like, what's going on? Like, he's shaking or something. Like, he feels like the power is being drained out of him or something. There was no explanation of how they escaped wherever they were, whether they were inside, you know, Bray Wyatt's body or hell or whatever, or the Wyatt family's hideout. I don't know. They never explained.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And is this
by the way, sorry to interrupt you. It looks like Patriots just scored, so now the Giant lead is 20. Well, it's going to be 2017 here.
If they make this kick, which they should,
yeah.
And it is good. 2017. Thank you for that. Yeah, Abadova with that play. And now it's 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, they really squandered it. I mean, this Survivor Series would have been so awesome. I mean, it still could be, you know. But we know who's gonna win. But we'll talk about that next week when it's the when we do the Survivor Series preview. The Survivor Series preview. We'll talk more about that. And the Rangers, man, they won last night. 2-1, Dan Boyle, you know, he scored a field goal. A game-winning goal, you know, in a shootout to make the Rangers get a, 2-1 victory, you know, in Ottawa. So, you know, congrats to the Rangers. These guys can't be stopped.
Yeah, Rangers continue to play well.
Yeah, they're just keeping this awesome streak going. And and the Nets, man, in basketball, man, they're just really horrible. They're like what, 1-9?
Yeah, they're bad.
So,
as expected.
Yeah, recently they lost to Sacramento. Cousins scored 40 points on them. You know, what can you say?
I could score 40 points against the Nets.
Well, yeah. Steve Wonder could score 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But in any case,
I just could score 40 points against
the Nets. Well, let's not go there. Let's please not go there. But, you have any, last word you'd like to say?
Check out my show IMAX Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports Room Legend.
Either Saturday at 11, Saturday, Sunday at midnight, you know, the early Sunday morning, or if that's not available, we'll be at this regular time, you know, so keep your eye open off of that. And, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Mamo. I'm Macaulay Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. And my condolences go out to the French victims of the attack. So see you guys next week with the Survivor Series. And enjoy the rest of your day.